On the Big Sports Breakfast, let's take a closer look at what's happening in the world of soccer. Thanks to Wideline Windows and Doors, Parramatta, Tuggerah, Broadmeadow, Rosebery and Port Macquarie.
Aston Villa, they are alive in the race to try and make it back to the English Premier League, but they had to go after extra time to a penalty shootout, and Mile Jedinak actually took the second shot from the spot. He was successful, and they go through. So that was a big moment for Aston Villa against West Brom. Good morning, Robbie.
You ready? What's this?
Microwave.
Wait.
Oh.
Dishwasher?
Come on. Think making breakfast?
Microwave. Toast.
Toaster, that's it.
Toaster. On fire.
Who got that?
I got that, Robbie.
I thought you would get that.
I had three guesses.
No, but you just, it's, you know, you have to have a certain kind of mind and be able to, you know.
Yeah. Well, you blokes would get it. You've burnt plenty, blokes.
To look into, hear something and be able to. You have to have an imagination.
Yeah.
I've certainly got that.
Hang on, let's get this on loudspeaker. I might sound better now.
Oh, that's better, mate. We hadn't seen Mile Jedinak for a while, mate, but he could be back in the Premier League.
Yeah. Can you repeat that? Because I was just doing the buttons on the little fella's shirt.
We haven't seen Mile Jedinak for a while, our ex-Socceroos captain, but he could be back in the Premier League.
He could be. Yeah, sitting on the bench, he came on as a substitute, Aston Villa winning 1-0. A dramatic end to the game. Of course, Aston Villa had beat West Brom 2-1 in the first leg, and 1-0, West Brom won this one. So therefore, it went to penalties, 4-3 for Aston Villa, who will more than likely, I would say, play Leeds. Leeds play Derby County tomorrow. They won 1-0 at Derby County, so they're favourites, and they're a very good side, Leeds. I'd say Leeds are the favourites, you know, going into that final playoff where they'll play Aston Villa, get past Derby, as I just said. But as you know, you get into a final like that, anything can happen. So we could see Mile Jedinak back in the Premier League, although I doubt they would keep him on if they do get promoted.
Right. And would he retire, mate, or has he still got another couple of years left?
Possibly retire. I would hope that Mile would maybe come back here and finish his career here. I think it's always nice that players do that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It'd be nice to see him come back, obviously being a former Socceroo, current Socceroo, actually, and captain, but to give something back to the game here. Talking about the Socceroos and the Matildas, they announced their squad yesterday. Do you know much about this young 16-year-old Mary Fowler, Rob?
No, I was asking about her yesterday. Looks very gutsy, very talented, obviously. So Ante Milicic, the new coach of taking over from Alan Stajic, has obviously seen enough to take her to the World Cup, and it's a fantastic story. 16 years old, and to be going to a World Cup with this set of Matildas. Of course, all the usual suspects are there, if you can put it like that. Emily Van Egmond, Ellie Carpenter, Caitlin Ford, and of course Sam Kerr, all there present. And we are certainly looking forward to that World Cup.
Yeah, the likes of Lisa Devan are going to her fourth. Sam Kerr there is the skipper. Mary Fowler, she's the 16-year-old. She's an attacking option. And no Kaya Simon, mate. I mean, she's a name synonymous with the Matildas, but she's had some big injury concerns.
Yeah, she has. And, it's just the way it goes with preparations. And there'll be other players as the World Cup approaches. There always seems to be dramas with World Cups, and certain players, you know, have heartbreak. Let's hope it's not too many that fall down that road in this case.
Talking of heartbreak, if you're a Man City fan, would you be...
You had to get on to
that. I know, but if you're a Man City fan, are they filthy that their club will most likely be banned from the Champions League next year?
I don't think they'll be banned from the Champions League. I think you'll see there'll be a lot of challenges before that becomes set in gold. Set in stone, probably, not set in gold, although Manchester City, with the amount of money they got, they got plenty
of
gold.
No, I think you were right the first time, Robbie.
Yeah, exactly. So, I can't see this decision standing up, to be honest.
And what about Griezmann, mate? It looks like he's leaving Atletico, and it looks like he's going to Barcelona.
Well, this has been happening apparently every off-season for the last 3 years.
Oh, okay.
And he's a wonderful player. They love him at Atletico Madrid. He's been fantastic for them. Of course, he's a World Cup winner, one of the outstanding players in Russia for France that lifted the World Cup. Big move. A difficult move for him because Atletico are still a big club, although Real Madrid and Barcelona dominate. Atletico are the next best. So that would be a move that has been anticipated, as I said, for a number of seasons.
Yeah, well, he's actually officially thanked the fans for having him. He's been thinking about it for 5 years.
He officially thanked the fans last year.
Oh, did he? Okay.
And
all right.
And started Atletico. Okay. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see, but it looks like it's destined to happen this time.
Maybe you just hit retweet or something and just go, they'd be a powerhouse then, wouldn't they?
It looks like it's going to be a sellout, this A-League Grand Final, Rob, over there at Optus Stadium. There's 40,000 tickets already sold. That'll be a tremendous atmosphere.
Yeah, look, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be taking off Saturday, the day before. It was a bit of an effort to get flights yesterday.
Yeah.
I had to mix and match, but I'm definitely going to get there. Unfortunately, because of all the flights and me hesitating a bit, I'll have to get the old red eye back on Sunday night.
Ooh, not
that, that should be an interesting cross on Monday morning to you guys. looking forward to it. Sydney FC, wow, they were absolutely superb last week. As we saw, Perth, a little bit more difficult, but got the job done in penalties. So I'm looking forward to the grand final. It's going to be absolutely massive over there. The whole city and the whole state are talking about it. Of course, Perth is, the most isolated state, and Perth the most isolated major city in our country. And I think they just love, they will love putting one over, one of the eastern states, being Sydney, if that's going to be the case.
Oh, well, are you prepared to give us a little bit of a head start?
I think Sydney will win it. I think Sydney will win it in normal time. I think they'll win it 2-1.
Jeez. Thank you, Robbie. That's all we want.
Do that, troops.